You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Joshua Levy is the team leader for the COVID-19 Vaccination Centre at Bargain Chemist in Manukau. Over the last few weeks, Joshua has noticed that a number of excess vaccines have been going to waste at his vaccination centre. With COVID-19 vaccines being needed right across the world, they are somewhat of a precious resource. And Joshua says that at his vaccination centre, they want to avoid letting any vaccines go to waste. To give you an idea of how vaccines can go to waste, Joshua explained to me that at Bargain Chemist, they get generalised vaccine numbers based on the number of bookings they have. The chemist has a booking website, bargainchemist.co.nz, which people can use to book their vaccine directly with them. Based on the number of bookings, they make up the vaccines for the day. However, if people don't show up to their appointment for any reason, the vaccine set out to them will go to waste if there is not a walk-in appointment to cover it. In my interview with Joshua this morning, he speaks about how he thinks we can prevent vaccines from going to waste by encouraging more people to take up walk-in appointments and how the government might set up a database to help people know where vaccines are going spare. I began by asking Joshua to explain his role.
My role at the vaccination centre at Bargain Chemist in Manukau is to essentially help grease the wheels for the vaccination team and get the ball rolling in terms of fluidity when it comes to people getting vaccinated and getting them from when they enter the store until when they leave. So I help all the way from sort of getting the setup of the store okay. I help with getting all of the signage out in the morning, getting all of the all the rostering up, making sure we have enough staff on duty, as well as making sure all the stock supplies are all filled up, ready for the next day, and how to accommodate for any need that the vaccination team needs to make the day go as smooth as possible.
So you've been seeing a lot of excess vaccines go to waste at your vaccine centre. What does this mean when vaccines go to waste?
For us as a team, it's really frustrating to see vaccines go to any number of vaccines on a daily basis having to go to waste. This is due to people either having bookings and not showing up, or people are very understandably in level 4 not wanting to come out and go to these vaccinations. It basically means that at the end of the day, because the shelf span of these vaccines, once they are made up, is a maximum of 6 hours, at the end of the day, if we have vaccines left over, we have to discard of them in our sharps bins and biohazard bins, because those aren't vaccines we can then use the following day because shelf lifespan is too short, and it's really hard to having to throw these away when we understand that there's still large amounts of people that we need to get vaccinated, not only in Auckland and New Zealand, but also across the world. It's very frustrating to see from an organisational perspective as well.
Now, do you know whether this is a common problem across vaccine centres in Auckland and across the country more widely?
Yes, so I know of the fact that it is a common problem across Auckland. I can't speak on the fact across New Zealand, but I'm imagining so, just purely because of the fact that people, if they don't show up for the vaccinations and there are excess vaccines that have been already made up into the syringes, there is a mandate for them to have to be thrown away. It's part of health and safety and part of the vaccine health and safety protocol. So I can speak for us, 100% we have to throw them away. And I would 100% imagine that if any other centre has vaccines left over, which I do understand a few of them do at times, that they do have to be thrown away, which is really, really sad to hear.
Yeah, totally. And I know you mentioned as well before the issues with vaccines being a hot commodity and people not having access to them overseas as well. So it is a sad thing to be throwing them away. So how can this be avoided? How can we stop vaccines going to waste? Is there something people can do better, or is there something the government could be doing to support vaccination centres better?
So I think there's two things that this comes down to. One of them is the fact you can't avoid, at the end of the day, having to throw away these vaccinations 100% of the time. But what I think can happen is that I would much rather having vaccinated, say, 200 more walk-ins that day and have to throw away 5 vaccines than have 100 people come in to get vaccinated that day and have to throw away 5 vaccines. So I feel like it's that benefit ratio. And I also think what the government can do is actually have some sort of system up where stores and vaccination centres at the end of the day can say how many vaccines they have available on hand, as well as at these closing times, which then gets published onto a live database, which anyone can access and see how many vaccines are spare left over any one time. So anyone that's wanting to go get a walk-in or is unsure about coming in at these sort of like middle of the day times is able to go onto that website and help. Hopefully that information will be able to reduce the amount we throw away every day as it's a live feed to the community.
Yeah, that makes sense. I do think that perhaps what people get nervous about when it goes to walking in is that they'll turn up and they'll have to wait a really long time or they'll be turned around. So that would be an awesome thing if people could actually know where those extra vaccines were. Now, just finally, could you explain what the process is to book in for a vaccination at your vaccination centre or to walk in and get a vaccine as well?
So our vaccination centre has two ways you can get vaccinated. First of all, you can either do a booking and just go to bargainchemist.co.nz and go to the COVID-19 booking page, select Monaco vaccination centre within that drop-down menu, as well as to select the date and time that you would like to get vaccinated. We have, I believe, over 70 times throughout the day, ranging 10-minute increments across all hours of the day that were open. So there's a time available for everyone in that sense. And all you have to do is show up for your booking when it comes to your booking. And then we'll get you signed in at the front, ask you some screening questions, get you signed in for your vaccination, get you vaccinated, and then you go into that 15-minute observational period. And it's very similar when it comes down to walk-ins as well. When you show up, all you have to do is just say that you're here for a walk-in vaccination. We'll still ask you those same screening questions, and then we'll just get you booked in just like you would for any other booking. So we do recommend that anyone that wants to get vaccinated, if they don't have a booking or don't want to, you know, sign up and do a booking for whatever reason, they're more than welcome just to show up and we'll get you vaccinated straight away.
That was Joshua Levy, who is the team leader for the COVID-19 Vaccination Centre at Bargain Chemist in Manukau, speaking a little bit about excess vaccinations and how those can be avoided. If Manukau is your local and you are looking to get vaccinated, you can go to the website, which I mentioned earlier, but I will repeat again, which is bargainchemist.co.nz, or you can also head in for a walk-in at 72 Cavendish Drive, Manukau City Centre, in Auckland.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.